He was singing a melody he did not know, and yet the notes poured from his throat with all the assurance of long familiarity. As long as the ancient harmonies were sung, the universe would not entirely lose its joy. Madeline L'Engle, A Swiftly Tilting Planet.
You are so angry. I think you are holding it tight, like this, right in the stomach.
As Anna formed the words in broken English, she squeezed her hands into fists, drawing them to her waist.
The anger is stuck right there.
I barely knew this woman. My interactions with her had been brief and often unpleasant. We spoke different languages, and we were separated even further by cultural differences. Josh had finished college, and we were spending the year in Bavaria as missionaries. He was taking biblical studies classes, and we were both part of the local and international outreach efforts. Hallie was nearly two, and as a young mother and an adjunct to the work and studies of my husband, I was consumed by exploring the area with my little girl, visiting local shops and taking long walks in the village below the 14th century hunting castle that was our home. We'd walk and buy strudel and visit the cows in the barn before returning for Hallie's nap. This lull in my day provided the opportunity to invite students in for heart-to-hearts over tea. We'd pass the pastries and our whole hearts around the table. My strengths were relational, while Anna took a more task-oriented approach. She was brisk, direct, and sharp. It was her job to assign errands and chores for students and staff to keep our missionary base running smoothly. She frequently barked instructions and made no effort to conceal her frustration when they weren't carried out with efficiency and precision. I often felt as though I was in her way. As she confronted me, I couldn't help wondering, who was Anna to think I was angry? Wasn't I intentionally playful and gentle, a doting mother, a loving wife? I tried hard. If either of us was angry, surely it was her. She was severe even now as she sat before me, a scowl permanently stamped on her brow. We'd been randomly paired together to pray during a worship service. Specifically, we were instructed to seek and ask God what areas of our lives He wanted to heal. Anna didn't know me. It was simple chance that we were sitting together, but God knew I needed to receive the words she expressed, to hear them from someone I assumed embodied the very ache that throbbed within me. But as she spoke, I realized my indignation was not with Anna. It was with the truth revealed in her assessment of me. She saw through my mask, saw behind my carefully constructed facade. She was right. I sensed something in my gut, simmering like poison, eating away at me and sometimes seeping out. Anna's voice drifted as her eyes welled with unexpected tears. She unfurled her fist and stretched out her hand to take mine. In my discomfort, I diverted my gaze toward my toddler playing a few feet away. My inclination was to ignore her words, to tend to my daughter, to carry on, to keep concealing and stay safely.